So this Australian lady went for a tonsil surgery and then woke up with a different accent. I don't know if she was happy about it or not. You can decide. And I'm asking you, if you had to wake up with a different accent, which accent would you choose? Would you hope for? I mean, I could tell you what I wouldn't hope for. Like those very harsh East European European accents. You sound like a TV villain all the time.
You know? Okay.
Not necessarily. Also not Australian. It's sometimes too close to South African.
An American?
Definitely.
The whole day.
I would
forever.
I would want to wake up with an American accent.
No, I'd want it for like a day and I would run with it the entire day. Then tomorrow's fine.
Is it? Just a day?
No, not for long.
No, give it to me. Probably because I grew up hearing it and watching it and all but the, you know.
There's American and then there's Joe Exotic. Are you going, are we talking Valley Girl?
Not,
are we talking Hillbilly?
Not fussy. Well, yeah, right, real down south.
Yeah.
Maybe not, but yeah, somewhere in the middle.
Do you want to ask for water?
Water. Can I have water, please?
Okay, so that's where you want
American,
to end up.
American, cool. Scottish, not so much. I don't know. It's also just, maybe just too much. Like somewhere in the middle.
French?
Ooh.
You know, I mean, it's just when people speak with a French accent, I mean, aren't you immediately interested?
Yes.
Hey?
Yes.
Like, talk to me. I'm buying what you're selling.
I feel like having a Japanese accent would be like a handicap because it always sounds like it's such hard work to speak English and then you can't say the R's either.
There's a whole lot.
Yeah.
There's a whole lot happening. Let's hear quickly. Which accent would you like to wake up with?
This is Karen. How would you not want to wake up with a Scottish accent?
Oh,
you would have the girls falling at your feet. Come on now. Have a lovely day. Bye.
Come on now. It is a beautiful accent. We'll give you that. Yes, yes, yes.
Hi, Martin. Oh, I'm obsessed with Italy. I would love to wake up with an Italian accent. Yeah, I wouldn't mind that at all. Maybe I should go for a tonsil operation. But I have already removed those, so make up some other excuse. Anyway, have a nice day, guys.
Italiano, eh? Yeah, they're very expressive.
They are. So also makes you want to just listen. If it's like a really tall, good-looking guy and he starts chatting, you can tell me anything.
When you're saying you want to wake up with an Italian accent, are you talking about yourself? Or do you want to wake up with an Italian accent?
Whichever way you're going to take it, sir.
Maybe it's just the culture of catcalling there, but men in Italy tend to, ciao bella, they're on the side of,
They think they are,
that
you
is
know,
so
already.
Off-putting.
Yeah, okay.
Yes, ek wakker word wil ek my eie Afrikaanse aksent hê. Dink nou net as ek met 'n Amerikaanse aksent wakker word en ek bel 'n lodge om 'n afspraak te maak vir 'n naweek booking.
Ja, maar nie wakker moet aan die kaas accent en aan kaps dat gaan rondloop en rondkeer nie. Is dit baie betaalbaar?
As ek moet ingaan en ek kom terug met 'n Irish accent en my man kom terug met 'n high British accent, ek sê vir jou, this is a family show hier, so ek sal nie sê nie.
If I could wake up one morning with any accent, I would most probably choose the Australian accent.
Really? Okay, well, this lady woke up, she's Australian, and she woke up with an Irish accent.
Hi, it's day two since I've been speaking with an Irish accent. I woke up this morning, and I was speaking with my Aussie accent, and I called one of my friends and confirmed that my Aussie accent is back, but during the phone call, in about maybe the space or about 5 to 10 minutes, she could see the deterioration of my accent from Aussie to Irish again now. I don't know what to do. This is something that's very different. I'm not even trying. I'm completely freaked out. As you can see, I just got out of bed. This is also surreal. I thought it was going to go away when I woke up this morning, and I legit was very happy that my Aussie accent's back.
I would run away because it's not even a proper Irish accent.
No, it's like
the Aussie. Yeah, Aussie kind of comes through there as well. It's something that's only been recorded 100 times in history. It's a medical condition, or it's a very rare condition called foreign accent syndrome, FAS for short, where you wake up after surgery or anesthetic anesthesia with a different accent completely. Imagine how weird is that? I'd rather want to wake up like with a new skill, like being able to play the piano.
Yes.
Because have you heard about that?
Or actually be able to speak another language, like just magically be able to speak Spanish.
Yeah, fluently.
Fluently.
Imagine that. Or just being able to do your own tax, like easily and willingly. You know, helpful, useful stuff.
Mm-hmm.
What is, do you buy her accent though? It sounds like someone putting on a bad...
It does.
Irish accent.
It really does.
But it's a rare condition. Who are we to judge?
Wake up. With Martin Besteron Breakfast. Every weekday from 6 to 9 a.m.